All right, let's talk about whether the safety of greyhound racing can be improved. Last week, a dog was euthanized following a stint at the Bendigo racetrack, bringing the total to four dogs euthanized this year. The Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds says 48 dogs have been injured during races at Bendigo since the start of 2020 and is calling for urgent reforms. Wondering if all of this concerns you or whether it is, according to you, just part of the sport, and we just have to put up with obviously losing some of the animals as we watch the races and the TAB and other betting agencies make their money and we possibly lose ours. All in the name of fun, is it? Let me know your thoughts. 1300 813 911. Give us a bell. Well, Sanderson is the national president for the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds. Dennis, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
You just heard Alan there saying that he's absolutely committed to safe racing and the welfare of the dogs. What's your issue?
Well, first of all, just let me say that that is the standard spin that is provided by the greyhound racing industry. They would like the general population to believe that they place animal welfare above everything else, when in actual fact, profits from gambling is the most paramount issue, and the welfare of the dogs come a very, very poor second.
Sure. It is a money-making thing. It's a business. I'm sure he wouldn't deny that either.
Well, no, but what we need to ask ourselves is, in 2020, is it acceptable to be having animal cruelty for business and entertainment purposes?
They say it's not animal cruelty. They say these are dogs, they're trained to race, then they race. Unfortunately, there are some losses if the dog is injured.
Yes, there are deaths and injuries occurring all of the time, and they know how to reduce those deaths and injuries. Now, the CEO did mention about a study that was done by the University of Technology, Sydney, into making tracks safer. And the primary recommendation of that report was that tracks should be straight and not oval. The majority of deaths and injuries occur on the track in the turns. Now, Victoria has one straight track at Healesville, and we have done an analysis of the death and injury figures, and the deaths and injuries on the straight track at Healesville is less than the oval tracks throughout the rest of Victoria. So they know that if they race on a straight track, they can't eliminate the deaths and injuries. That is unfortunately part of the greyhound racing industry, but they can reduce those deaths and injuries. Now, the other way that the University of Technology, Sydney, recommended to reduce the deaths and injuries was to run a race field of six dogs instead of eight dogs. Now, a six-dog field is the standard field in the United Kingdom, and we've done an analysis based on a trial that was run by Greyhound Racing Victoria at Ballarat, Cranbourne, and Shepparton last year, where they conducted a number of races with only six dogs. Our analysis of that trial is that the six-dog races had fewer deaths and injuries than the standard eight-dog races.
So,
Now,
Greyhound Racing Victoria says they are moving towards less dogs on the track at the one time.
The information that we have is that they did that six-dog trial, but Tabcorp intervened and advised Greyhound Racing Victoria that they wanted to maintain eight-dog races, not six-dog races, because there is more profit to the gambling industry in having eight dogs on a track than six dogs on a track.
So you say they're not doing that, they're not moving towards less dogs.
No, they're not.
As a fact?
Yes, definitely as a fact. They ran that trial at Ballarat, Cranbourne, and Shepparton last year. And then the trial finished. We approached Greyhound Racing Victoria and asked, could we get a copy of the trial report? No, the trial report is not going to be made public. So what we did, we sat down with the stewards' reports for all of those races that were six dog races and compared them with eight dog races on the same track and discovered that the, as a general trend, the six dog races had fewer deaths and injuries than the eight dog races. I'd also like to just add a comment on the Greyhound Racing Victoria's CEO statement about he doesn't know where we get our facts and figures. We get our facts and figures from the stewards' reports, which are provided for every greyhound race throughout Australia following the race.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up. Let's look at some other facts then. You've said that Bendigo is the deadliest track in the country, along with Ipswich in Queensland. What evidence do you have for that?
Okay, once again, the stewards' reports. We analyse every stewards' report for every race. And so far this year, there's been four deaths at Bendigo. All of these deaths occurred on the turns and in eight dog races. And Bendigo and Ipswich, unfortunately, have the distinction at the moment of being the deadliest tracks in Australia this calendar year.
So over January, February?
Yes, there's been four deaths at Bendigo. And there were 25 dogs injured at Bendigo in January and 23 dogs injured so far in February.
Greyhound Racing Victoria does concede that more work still needs to be done on track upgrades. What hope do you have that they'll make them all straight tracks to make it safer?
Well, look, I can't answer that question. That is up to Greyhound Racing Victoria because obviously it would cost money to convert oval tracks into straight tracks. And unfortunately, their record is that they value money more than the welfare of the dogs.
How does it make you feel when you think about the greyhound dogs behind the figures you're telling me about today?
Well, it makes us extremely sad because these are dogs. I mean, people have the idea that greyhounds somehow aren't dogs. If you, you know, people who own dogs as pets need to think to themselves, how would they like their dog literally running for its life? Because that's what these greyhounds have to do. You know, they're killed on the track, they're injured on the track. And it's not only that, when they retire from racing, more of the dogs disappear than are rehomed.
The rehoming scheme is going quite well, though, as I understand. It's had a lot of publicity since 2015, since Four Corners revealed how much wastage there was in the industry.
Yes. Look, this is another instance of smoke and mirrors by the greyhound racing industry. We did an analysis of figures last year based upon the number of dogs that were born over the last 4 years. And compared that to the number of dogs that were rehomed, and the rehoming figure doesn't even reach 50% of the dogs that are born. So a dog has got more chance of disappearing than it has to being rehomed.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Dennis. Much appreciated.
And thank you very much for allowing the public to hear the truth about the cruelty involved in this industry.
Dennis Anderson, National President for the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds. What do you make of all of this? Ted from Porcupine Ridge has texted in to say the greyhound racing industry have had to be pushed all the way to any type of reform. They are totally out of step with the rest of society. The sooner greyhound racing is banned, the better for all, especially the dogs themselves. And Eliza on the text says, isn't it odd? We've banned circus animals, but we have horse and dog racing. Weird, disgusting gambling industry. Thanks, Eliza, for your text.